Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, I'm Baylen Leonard, and welcome along to the Country Music Talk podcast. This is where we get the biggest names in country music, and we get the full interview with our star guests in all its glory. It gives us a chance to go a little bit deeper and just to explore so much more with our guests. And oh my goodness, I needed the time on this edition because I was very lucky to be able to sit down and chat with the iconic Reba. Yes, Reba McEntire spoke to me from her home in Nashville, Tennessee, and we looked at everything in her life, from the music to the acting to the last time that she went out and had a proper boogie on the town. That'd be a fun night out, wouldn't it? Plus, of course, we talked about her good friend Dolly Parton and their new duet together. Anyway, that's enough from me. Let's get to the podcast. It's time to bring on the queen.
We play country and we talk country.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
This is Baylen Leonard on Absolute Radio Country, and I am so pleased to welcome to the show for this whole entire hour to co-host with me, country music royalty, Reba McEntire. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I am really good. I am so excited that you were doing this. Thank you. What a joy. What a pleasure.
Well, my pleasure also. Good to talk to you. I appreciate it.
And we were just, before we came on air, we were talking about autumn. It's not quite hit where you are yet, but we've got it here. But both of our favorite season.
I love the fall, and when the leaves start turning, it's beautiful. It's so funny here in Nashville, Tennessee, some of the trees at the very top are turning. But we haven't had a cold spell that really zaps it into the fall beauty of color.
Yeah, it's our favorite. It's our favorite. Sweater weather.
Uh-huh.
So Reba, this brand new triple album, are we calling it a box set? It's a box set. Revived, remixed, revisited. It's out now. It's quite something. So what made you release this now?
Well, it's kind of a box set, but I've done box sets before. And what it is, we just put out the songs that we recorded and kind of repackage them. This has totally been redone. The Revived is 10 songs that the band and I went back into the studio, recorded the songs as we performed them on stage at a concert.
Yes. Yeah, so the Revived bit of it, do those songs change over time when you're out performing them on the road?
I think so. Oh, and also in some songs, when we record them in the studio from the first time, we use a fade out on this song. Well, you can't do that in a live performance, so you have to have an ending. And then some of the songs have a different intro, longer, or maybe it's the beginning of the show, the concert. And so it's a bigger production for the intro. So that's also what is on the album, Revived.
Now, I see that you're going to be back in Las Vegas this winter with Reba, Brooks and Dunn together in Vegas. And I read it's the longest running country residence in Las Vegas. Just how long have you been doing it at Caesar's Palace?
We started in 2015 and we missed a year because of COVID, I guess 2 years, 2020 and 2021. So we're looking forward to going back in December. This will be our last engagement there, our last trip.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but you never know about old Ronnie and Kix and me. You never know where we'll be showing up, touring together somewhere down the road.
Yeah, because you've toured together for ages, right? Before Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, we toured together in the 90s, and then they got back together, and we went to Vegas and had fun. Vegas is a wonderful place to perform. I absolutely love it.
Lots of sequins, more sequins than normal.
Oh, yeah. Razzle-dazzle.
Feathers. Razzle-dazzle. Absolutely. So with everything kind of thankfully now opening up again with international travel, we need to make sure that we book our tickets because we can now, in the UK, we can go to America now. So other than the razzle-dazzle and some great songs, is there some extra kind of pizzazz in the Vegas show that people can expect when they come over and see you in that residency?
Well, yeah, please come over. And I am so glad things are opening up where y'all can come over and see us because we miss you. With our show in Vegas, Ronnie and Kix and I, we share the stage. We have fun coming in, coming out. So it's not like one group is on together by themselves and then the other group comes on. It's different than any other concert we do separately. So we love to tour together.
Excellent. Well, I cannot wait because I love a Vegas show. You know, you never know. Are they going to be underwater? Are they going to be on a trapeze? You just never know. We'll have to wait and see.
Absolutely.
So you're going out in the new year with some more dates across the U.S. as well. And I love this, Reba, because joining you on this tour are some really great names who just happen to be female. We've got Brandi Clark, Kaylee Hammock, who I absolutely love, Raina Roberts, who just brings it home every time, Caitlin Smith, Brittany Spencer, who is blowing up all over the place right now, and Tennille Towns, who we love as well. So this was obviously a choice, right? You're saying, hey, we're going to support these up-and-coming female artists and put them on a platform.
Yeah, and what's really fun is that each lady will take a weekend. It would be fun if all of them were together each weekend, but Brandi will do one weekend, and then Kaylee will do the next weekend. It's a great way for me to get to know, meet some of these ladies I've never even met before. So right. I really want to know who's in the business, who's our up and coming. So it's just given me a chance to be educated about their career and what they're doing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And they're all absolutely wonderful. And walking on that road that you paved, Reba. So fantastic that you're giving them a platform.
You're sweet to say that.
So in, I think it was 2017, when you were over here for Country to Country, and you were absolutely iconic. I was very privileged to be side of stage watching you, and there was a moment where you were just at the front of the stage, and you were just in your element. I just thought the power and confidence that comes from doing something like that. One of our listeners, Daniel, messaged the show, and he asked a question that we all want to know is, when are we going to see you back in the UK?
Oh, I hope soon. I do love to come to the UK to perform, to visit, vacation, whatever. The hospitality you always show us, it's just warming. I absolutely love to come to the UK. So hopefully very soon.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Allison also got in touch with the show. And this is a great question, I think. What's your favorite song to close a show with?
Always Fancy. I never close a show without Fancy.
You know what? I knew the answer to that, but I was like, I'm going to let Reba tell it. Because you got to make them wait for Fancy.
Yeah.
And speaking of Fancy, it's one of our favorites, one of my favorites, and has been a saving grace for me for so long. When many moons ago, when I waited tables in New York City, before we would open the restaurant every single day, the staff would put on Fancy and we would dance around like there was nobody watching and just have a great old time. And so I'm so pleased that it is on this new project of yours. Why is this song so important to you, though? I know why it's so important to me, but why is it important to you?
Phelan, you could have led with that. I had no idea. I wish I had a video of you guys dancing before the doors open. That's great.
Loved it. It really got us in the mood, you know. It's like, because sometimes you're dragging yourself into work and you think, oh, I really don't want to do this today. And we all knew if we put on Fancy, we're going to feel fine by the time we open those doors.
I love it. Well, I've been a huge fan of Fancy since Bobby Gentry recorded it in 1968 and had a number one hit with it. It's a rags to riches story song. I just love, and I've been singing it forever, and then re-recorded it in 1990, and I sing it on every show because I just love it. I become Fancy Ray Baker when I sing Fancy.
And you know what? You ain't alone.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
This is Baylen Leonard on Absolute Radio Country, and my co-host today on the show is the one and the only legend, Reba. Thank you for being with us, Reba.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. It's good visiting with you.
So you're not just country music royalty, though. What a career you have. Hugely successful actress, TV host. Are those things still passions for you, or do they kind of move in and out, like I'm focusing on the music now and then I'll focus on some acting? How does it work for you?
I'm really, really blessed and lucky that I get my cake and eat it too. Whenever we were doing the Reba TV show, we were filming from August to March. And then occasionally I would do a one-off, you know, maybe if it was a festival, but maybe a private show while doing the filming. But then basically we would wait until after we had wrapped the TV show, and then I would tour in the summer. And then I have my clothing line. So it's really neat for me to be able to do one thing and move to another. So I have no chance of getting bored. I love what I get to do. It's fun. It's exciting. And then jump back over to TV and then come back around to do my tour. So I'm very, very lucky.
No grass growing under Reba's feet, that's for sure.
So
we've had some more questions from our audience. Brad has messaged to say, as well as being an amazing artist, you're also a talented actress. Has there been one dream role that you haven't played that you would love to play?
I tell you what I'd like to do. This, it just came to my mind. On my nightstand, I've got the paperback novel of Giant, the Rock Hudson and Elizabeth Taylor movie that I was always such a huge fan of. Wouldn't that be cool to do the remake of that, and I get to play the Elizabeth Taylor part? I'd love that.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
And we would freak out because your hair wouldn't be red.
I'd have to wear wigs.
Now, we got a game to play, Reba,
okay.
If it's okay. It only takes 30 seconds, and we did it with Keith Urban the other week. It's called The Last Word. It's a series of questions. You've got 30 seconds, and it's all about the last thing that you did. For example, like, you know, what was the last thing you ate, etc. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, your time starts now.
Okay.
What was the last? Who was the last person you spoke to?
You.
Who was the last person you wrote a song with?
Matt. Matt.
Matt. Good old Matt. You know what Matt's like. Yeah. What was the last thing that you ordered online?
A five-piece four-top chair set with the table.
When was the last time you hit the dance floor? Oh, that is the time, but I've started so you can finish.
Man.
Last time you hit the dance floor.
Long time ago. My gosh, I haven't been anywhere. I'd say it was in 2020, early 2020.
Okay, all right. And was it out? Were you out?
Yeah, you mean in public?
Well, you know what I mean. Like sometimes you go out and you're out and you have a few drinks, and sometimes you go out where you're like, we're going to have a boogie, I'm going to get another margarita, and I'm out.
Yeah, we were out.
Excellent. So we've got to talk about this hitting the dance floor, because part of your new box set that we have, the remixed version of this is fantastic stuff, because it's taking some of these songs that we all know and love, and it's making us push the chair back, roll up the rug, maybe kick off our shoes and have a boogie. So how did this come about?
Well, when we were doing the box set, you know, we didn't want it to be a box set because I've done that before. And so to do an album with the band and then an album kind of stripped down, that's one thing. But then to find songs like I'm a Survivor to be a dance mix, it was kind of like, really? It just all worked out really well. It's my record label. It's my team coming up with ideas and different ways of doing. I've been in this business so long, you've got to recreate me. You got to recreate things that fans will find interesting. So I'm really thrilled that it turned out so well.
Oh, listen, I mean, it absolutely has met my test, because I've been boogieing around my kitchen to these.
Baylin Leonard on Absolute Radio Country, where real music matters.
Well, hello, it's Reba here. I'm co-hosting today on Absolute Radio Country with my good friend, Baylin Leonard. Ain't that right, Baylin?
Oh, it sure is, Reba. I thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been incredible. But now, before you go, we have to talk about your good friend, Dolly Parton. We just had her on the show, I think it was last month, one of the highlights, until today, another highlight happening with you. You, Reba, you've won 6 CMA Awards, 3 Grammys, you've had 35 number one singles, you've sold over 56 million albums, and you've only just got around to recording a duet with your good friend Dolly. What took you so long?
That's what she and I would talk about when we were shooting the video. We didn't get to be together when we recorded the song because of COVID, but when we were sitting around waiting for the cameras to move around and change the lights, we were sitting there just shaking our heads. You know, why is it taking so long? But timing is everything, and everything happens for a reason. So I'm just thrilled to death that she said yes and that she would sing this song with me and say yes to doing the video. It's just a dream come true. And I absolutely love the way she sang it, her interpretation of it. And so I asked her, I said, what made you change it up from the way Linda sang it? She said, I just sing the way I feel it.
I mean, that's one of the things that makes her so special, makes you so special. And then putting it together, you know, it's just like an overload of specialness. And also this song has such a place in so many people's lives. And then to hear it not only come back, but then with you doing it with Added Dolly, so special. So I know that she has been a guest on your podcast, Living and Learning, which you can listen to on Spotify. So what's it like when you two get together? And what is it about Dolly that is so special for you?
To me, Dolly is so witty, so warm, so approachable. She's just like a girlfriend. I mean, like your buddy. And she, on our Living and Learning podcast, she was giving us these one-liners, these hysterical, what she comes up with is so funny, so witty, so smart. I just totally enjoyed visiting with her. She's an incredible woman. She's done so much in her life, but if you just sat and talked to her, you would never know all of the things she's done and the accolades. You'd never learn that from her. You would just know that you're talking to a very warm, loving person.
She's just good people. She is raised right.
She is. You bet. She is raised right.
Reba, thank you so much for talking to us. It's been such a joy to spend some time with you.
Oh, well, thank you very much for letting me visit with you. And I want to say a big hi to everyone there in the UK. Thanks again for all the hospitality you showed me and my group the last time we were there. And hopefully we get to come back and see you all again real, real soon.
And of course, Reba, you know, we have to talk about Ted Lasso for just a minute because, of course, well, you didn't pop up on that, but you popped up on that as a reference point. And of course, you know, that's kind of set here in the UK. Did you know that that was coming?
I did not. I was sitting there in my living room watching Ted Lasso. And then when Roy Kent said my name, I thought, man, I have made it now. I was thrilled to death. It was so exciting. I love that show. It's so much fun.
Absolutely. And I mean, I can't believe they didn't even give you a heads up. You literally found out when you were watching it.
I did, totally. I'm glad they didn't tell me. It was a wonderful surprise.
Well, Reba's new box set of music, Revived, Remixed, Revisited, is out now, and we absolutely love it.
This is Baylen Leonard on Absolute Radio Country, where real music matters.
Well, there you go. The full unedited interview with Reba from when she co-hosted with me on Absolute Radio Country. Oh, it was so incredible to chat with her and just talk about her life and brilliant career. She has done so much. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Much appreciated. And if you like what you heard, then please leave us a review and 5 stars. It really does help get the message out to other country music fans about what we're doing. It makes the world of difference. And hey, make sure you tell your friends too about Absolute Radio Country. We're right there on your digital radio, on the Absolute Radio app, and on your smart speaker right across the UK. So just tell it to play Absolute Radio Country. I'll see you next time. Until then, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.